issues, people and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning and welcome to Life Talk. I'm Margie Breen in the Respect Life office. I'm the program manager and I'm guest hosting this morning. Really excited to be here today. We have an exciting show in store for you, and I hope you're not drowning in the rain and that your basements are not flooding. I think it's about time for us to get a little dry spell, although I love the rain because it helps my garden grow. But we really have an exciting show for you today. You may remember that your Respect Life office broadcasted live from the City Hall, when the bubble zone ordinance was enacted by the Chicago City Council. Later in the show, we will update you on Joe Holland, the Northwestern University grad student who was the first person arrested for allegedly violating that bubble zone. In fact, we hope to have the lawyer for Joe Holland, who happens to be my husband, Peter Breen, on the show to give us his expert legal analysis on the status of the bubble zone. Peter is in court in Wheaton right now in the multi-year effort to hold Planned Parenthood accountable for the zoning violations at its mega facility in Aurora, Illinois. So we hope that he gets out in time to speak with us. I'm really excited about getting that update and giving that to you. But we will have on the show today some wonderful people that I work with almost on a daily basis. Ray Flores, who is the coordinator and the director of CCHD, which is the Catholic Campaign for Human Development, and also the Parish Sharing Program. And he's just a wonderful guy with a lot of experience and a big pro-life heart. And also, we're going to have Joe Scheidler on as well to talk about how he's working with Ray on some exciting pro-life efforts. But basically, we've got a lot to go over. There's so much going on. There's so much going on that we're getting ready for, and we've got a lot of news. You know, we had Ray Pingoy, the new youth outreach coordinator. He was on the show last month, and Mary Louise introduced you to him, and he's doing some wonderful work. He just got back from the Theology of the Body Congress in Philadelphia, and he was really exhausted because he learned a lot. But we have some needs. The Office of Black Catholics, they are looking for 500 backpacks for youth in need. So if you can help them, they could really use those 500 backpacks, and you won't believe it, but they need them, by August 10th, I think it was, which sounds like a miracle, but is necessary here. It's like parting the Red Sea or something. But they do need 500 backpacks for youth in need. And these youth are from some of the most poorest neighborhoods in the Chicago area, some areas that are also experience a lot of violence. So if you can help them, they're from the Roseland, Pullman, and Morgan Park communities, these youth, and it's a faith-based program that the Office for Black Catholics is involved in. And if you can help them, contact Mary Norfleet Johnson, and her phone number is 312-534-8377, or you can check out blackcatholicchicago.org for more information. Next up, we have Gearing Up for Respect Life Month in the parish meetings, and they're going to be basically your Respect Life office, which means Ray Pingoy and myself, will be barnstorming across the Archdiocese to meet with you about our plans to make this year's Respect Life Month the best ever. So you can see that on respectlifechicago.org. Get more details on that, or call us at 312-534-5355. Also, there's an interesting talk going on this weekend at St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish. It's Sunday, August 8th, after the 10 a.m. Mass. There is a woman who has Down syndrome, and she is 24 years old, and she is going to give her talk, her testimony. She has spoken to our Congress, U.S. Congress. She speaks to boards of education to help them to better understand this disability. Her name is Bridget Brown, and, you know, just a beautiful young woman, 24 years old. I think I mentioned that already. But go and hear her. Hear about her beautiful story, and she's a courageous soul who I think will change your mind and your heart on this topic, on this disability. And St. Stanislaus Kostka is located at 1327 North Noble Street, that's N-O-B-L-E, one block north of Division Street at the Kennedy Expressway. And they have a lot of really, you know, interesting talks there at St. Stanislaus. So if you're interested, stop on by after the 10 a.m. Mass. They said it would probably start about 11:15. And then we have Ray Pingoy. You know, I'm going to keep mentioning Ray, and he's I'm going to put him on the spot a lot. But you can call him if you are interested in a teacher training, Theology of the Body for Teens teacher training. Basically, it's for anyone who's teaching teens in any way. So if you're in a high school, if you're a director of religious education, a youth minister, and you want to be able to better explain sexuality and to teens in a moral, with a moral perspective, Ray is bringing in some wonderful people. Actually, it's one person, Brian Butler, one of the creators of this curriculum, and he's going to give the training. So if you want information or to sign up, contact Ray at 312-534-5355. I'll keep saying that number throughout the show, but anything that you want on Respect Life issues, you can call that number and you'll get the right person. But you can also email our Pingoy, so it's R-P-I-N-G-O-Y at archchicago.org. And again, all this is on our website at respectlifechicago.org. We also have 40 Days for Life is back another year, and it'll be better than ever. We only have 4.5 days left to be filled. So what we're doing is 40 days of prayer and fasting to shut down an abortion clinic. It's the Albany Abortion Clinic on the north side by the Women's Center, and it's like a block away from the Women's Center, which is a pro-life pregnancy center. And 40 Days for Life is a national effort, a national prayer effort. And right now, we are doing this at the Albany Abortion Clinic at 5116 North Cicero. That is the Women's Center. But it's you can find out more information at 40daysforlife.com/Chicago. For some reason, I don't have the address handy. Oh, I do have it. 5086 North Elston, and that's at Elston and Cicero, again, right around the corner from the Women's Center. It's a really important thing to do, and lives are saved. I had a bus driver pull over at 4 in the morning when I was out there one morning, and he thanked me. He just pulled over, opened his door, and he said, "Thank you. God bless you. Keep up the good work." And I'm like, a bus driver? This is unbelievable. So if you're interested in that, again, go to that website, 40daysforlife.com. That's 40daysforlife.com/Chicago. Sorry about all these phone numbers and websites and all that. But, you know, this is the best way. If you can't write down any of this, the one thing to remember is respectlifechicago.org. That's the place to go to. We have everything on there. But right now, we're going to have to head to a break. I've talked for too long about all the exciting things that we're doing. And when we get back, I'll talk for more about more news. And then Ray just got in. The flood didn't sweep him away. So Ray Flores is here, so he'll be up in the next segment.
Hey, Father Cusick.
Hey, Dr. Kate DeVries.
Do you think all of our listeners have heard about Theology on Tap's 30th anniversary celebrations?
Let's tell them. Theology on Tap is a summer speaker and discussion series aimed at people in their 20s and 30s, married and single. It's been serving the finest of theology speakers in conversation for 30 years.
That's a lot to celebrate. This year we begin July 11th and go until August 6th with some wonderful speakers and topics.
And then on Sunday, August 8th, Cardinal George is celebrating Mass at 3 p.m. at Holy Name Cathedral for everyone who has ever been a part of the program.
After Mass, the Cardinal invites us all back to his residence for a picnic. What a fun way to spend Sunday in the city.
And additional events are also being planned for the 30th anniversary.
On July 23rd, Father Cusick is leading a talk, Why Should I Go to Church? It's a key question. It's open to all past and present Theology on Tap participants and their children.
Details about additional special events can be found on our website, yamchicago.org, and you can purchase tickets for the August 8th picnic there as well.
Come celebrate 30 years of Theology on Tap with us. Again, details are at yamchicago.org.
Let's keep tapping, and God bless.
Welcome back to Life Talk. I'm Margie Breen, guest host. And if you would like to call in and ask a question to one of our guests, either Ray Flores or Joe Scheidler, you can call 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. And now I'd like to actually talk to Ray since he made it in the rain and he's all covered in raindrops. And I'd like Ray Flores to welcome you and Joe Scheidler to the show. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
You know, you're, I guess I'd like to say and admit, or I don't know if it's a confession, that you are probably two of my favorite pro-lifers doing two different types of work in our Chicagoland area. But, I mean, Joe doing this, his work nationally, and I really admire you guys for what you're doing. And, Joe, if it weren't for you, I probably would not be here in the Archdiocese working in the Respect Life office because you were a very good example to me. And so thank you, and welcome to the show.
Well, it's nice to know I've done something worthwhile. We got you active, Margie. It's a great thing.
Well, you should definitely take credit for it. So, and also, I guess I have to give credit to Father Frank Pavone, too.
Yeah, you can give him credit.
I'll give it to him, too. But I'm so happy that both of you could join me today. And I'd like to start with Ray, actually, because he's got some good news. But Ray is a husband and father of five children, which is a great accomplishment. And Ray has a lot of experience helping, years of experience helping people in need in different ways. And now he is the director of the Catholic Campaign for Human Development and Parish Sharing, right, for the Archdiocese. And he basically, CCHD was started to address the issues of poverty facing our archdiocese and our nation. However, this traditional definition of poverty was not really addressing our modern needs today in 2010. Now, tell us how, under your leadership, this definition of poverty is and, well, has expanded.
Well, thank you for having me on the show today, first of all. Good morning, everyone. What is poverty is a question that we're often asked. The Chicago Catholic Campaign for Human Development has been pretty much a lightning rod in some levels for how we define poverty, but I think as Catholics we have to go beyond the secular definition of poverty, which is the basic lack of human needs, clean water, nutrition, healthcare, education, etc. But we have to look at the whole person in an integral way. Spiritually, morally, as well as economically.
Well, that's really that's interesting because you expanded this. But now, what's this the practical impact of that expanded definition of poverty on CCHD funding?
Well, the CCHD has always preached a hand up, not a handout approach in helping people help themselves, and it's a great thing that has worked 40 years effectively, and but I think we're facing a lot of different forms of poverty in 2010 as opposed to 1970, when the campaign first started. So Cardinal George has been a great leader in helping us guide the vision of the expanding CCHD approach. And just yesterday we received a memo from the Cardinal. He approved our Catholic understanding of poverty, which quotes Caritas in Veritate, the Pope Benedict's encyclical, about whole integral human development. And Cardinal George used this, I think this is going to be our new slogan, quote, "The greatest poverty is not to know Jesus Christ," end quote.
Wow. Now, Joe, what do you think about that?
Well, that's the basis of everything. I mean, we're here to serve Christ. Many people don't know that, but they should. That Christ came as our Redeemer. He made it possible for us to spend eternity with Him in heaven. And Jesus has to be the center of our lives, everybody's life. So, you know, that's perfectly in accord with what the church teaches. Christ founded the church. Christ stays with the church. Christ is the church.
Yeah, it's interesting because we all should be better disciples of Christ, right? I mean, we should be striving towards that. And that's one of the things that we're trying to do in the Respect Life office is to teach our youth and adults, young adults, everybody who's involved in Respect Life to be better disciples of Christ. So we're going to be launching some new ideas coming up in the next year, and we're really excited. But we won't be telling you about that today because it's not all hashed out, you know, and planned. But basically, this is exciting, Ray. My goodness, things are happening. We're progressing.
I think it. Some people wouldn't see it that way, but we've often had criticisms of funding programs, and unfortunately, there were programs that were funded on a national level and even in some cases locally, that we're involved in non-negotiable issues for us Catholics, being same-sex marriage or contraception, abortion, things like that. So we really have to be very careful how we vet these organizations and make sure that they abide by our teachings. I mean, they are taking our Catholic money, so to speak, from the pews, so they should respect our faith in every way possible.
Most definitely. Now, there are a number of new groups being funded by CCHD this year. So how did you pick these new groups?
It's not so much that we picked them. I think direct services tends to be a dirty word in social justice circles. And I think direct services has been undermined to a certain level. It hasn't been eligible for CCHD funding in the past, but we're looking at direct service programs as initial basis for human development. You got to start somewhere. So there's a lot of exciting new programs. People can go to the website at archchicago.org/CCHD, and there's a list of all our funded organizations there if they're interested.
And is that the best way to contact you, to find out more information? Do you have your contact information on there, or can you give us a number, an email address?
Sure. I welcome anybody. Anybody has any questions, concerns about the CCHD, I'm at area code 312-534-3690. That's my direct line, or they can email me at rflores@archchicago.org.
And if anybody wants to ask a question of Ray Flores or Joe Scheidler, they can call in at 312-255-8408. We welcome your calls. Now, at this point, I'd like, Joe, actually, we're going to have to take a break now, so sorry about that. That was a little miscue on my part. But when we get back, I'm going to ask Joe some important questions, too.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
Traveling this summer? Then stay connected to your church while you travel by visiting CatholicNewWorld.com and sign up to follow us on Twitter.
That's CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
God bless you, and Christ's peace be with you. This is Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Office for Black Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Office for Black Catholics is a vital and integral part of the Catholic worship community here in Chicago. Our agency serves people of color, encompassing African American, Haitian, African, Afro-Latino, and Caribbean natives. Contact us and learn how to enhance your neighborhoods, your families, and your faith through various initiatives and events designed to strengthen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Our office is located in the Cardinal Meyer Center at 35th and Lake Park Avenue. Call us at 312-534-8376 or visit our ever-changing website at www.blackcatholicchicago.org. We look forward to serving you and your communities.
Welcome back to Life Talk. This is Margie Breen, guest host, and I'm really excited to be here. If you have a call or a question, call us. Sorry. too much coffee, 312-255-8408. Call us with a question. I know Ray is very controversial. No. he puts up with a lot. We definitely tease him a lot about the problems and the controversy he's been dealing with. But really, he's been doing a great job and in explaining the issues that he works with better to people, to Catholics who are concerned, and they really, the concerns aren't really there anymore. And he's been doing a lot of really good work. So we're really happy that you're, you know, on board here and working for the Archdiocese. You're definitely a blessing. But there is an event coming up, right?
Yes, it's September 1st. We have our 40th anniversary CCHD Awards at St. Stanislaus Kostka, where we honor the grant recipients. Father Rocky was kind enough to be our MC, Father Rocky of Relevant Radio fame. And so it's September 1st. If people are interested, they can visit our website at archchicago.org/CCHD, and they can order their tickets, and it helps support the poverty programs that we fund.
So it'll support that, but why else should people come?
Hey, kids.
Hello?
Why else should people come? Well, I think to learn. I think right now what we're facing with is, unfortunately, a church that you have one set of Catholics that don't understand what Catholic social teaching is, and social justice does not equal socialism. And I think we have to educate that. And we also have to work to spread the gospel of life in a lot of the community organizing groups that we work with. We want to bring that message, build a culture of life within these groups that sometimes don't see the life issue as a social justice issue, and I think it certainly is, and Cardinal George, again, has been very supportive on that.
That's wonderful. Yeah, we're linking justice and life together. I mean, it's separate, but it's together, because life is definitely a justice issue. Abortion is definitely a justice issue. So to separate them is really not a good thing. But definitely, you know, we have the separate areas because there's so much work that needs to be done. So that's why we have Respect Life and we have the Office for Peace and Justice, because there's way too much for one office to cover, don't you think, Ray?
Absolutely. I mean, in the collaborative efforts within our departments in the Archdiocese, it's a no-brainer. I mean, we have to work together, and we're all working for greater glory of God. I think, you know, as we say, ad majorem Dei gloriam, for the greater glory of God.
Definitely. Hey, Joe, I've got a question for you.
Sure.
You know, I was looking at a quote from Mother Teresa where she said, "It is a poverty that a child must die so that you may live as you wish." Now, through this new lens of poverty that Ray was talking about, it's no longer limited to pure economics, but extends to the moral and the spiritual poverty as well. What does it mean to you and to the pro-life movement to have CCHD recognize this connection between abortion and poverty?
Well, it means a great deal to us because it gives recognition to the work that we do. You know, our main objective is to save the child from abortion. That's why we go out to the abortion clinics. We have our Face the Truth tours. We have people working around the clock to probably your 40 days for life. That's an idea to be at the clinics and to save babies. But there also is the poverty of those people who have abortions. Some people are repeat. Their lives are disordered. Part of our work is to get them help so that they will not live in a circle of poverty. In other words, a woman who is not married, runs around with several men, and keeps getting pregnant is a poor person in many ways, not just spiritually, but economically. So part of our work is to straighten out this woman's life and let her become settled with a husband, stop the relationship she's having. That's a great help just from an economic point of view. But also, our work, too, when we save the baby, we, in a very real sense, save the mother. Technically, we find many times at these abortion clinics the women are seriously damaged or even die. We have a number of pictures of ambulances picking women up at the abortion clinics. And so we're working also, besides saving the baby, we're trying to save the mother, get her out of this ring of poverty. And as you know, like you quoted Mother Teresa saying that it is a poverty to decide that the child must die so you may live as you want. And that's absolutely true. One of the reasons these women are having abortions is that it's an inconvenience to have a child, and they're convinced of this. And so we have a pretty difficult job sometimes talking the woman into keeping the child and getting out of this circle of poverty that she's put herself in.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I work a lot. Well, actually, I have a friend who does sidewalk counseling, and she does it very well. And I think she learned from Anne, your lovely wife, and she is out at Planned Parenthood, which is a tough place to do sidewalk counseling with the bubble zone, the Chicago bubble zone. And she's been helping a lot of women. And what happens is, with a turnaround, when you help a woman decide to choose life, who might have had an abortion, there's, you know, you befriend that woman in many cases, and it becomes a mentoring relationship, or you're teaching her to be a disciple of Christ in a way, but really ministering to her. So it's you're doing wonderful work out there, and and people, I think, don't understand exactly what the Pro-Life Action League does. I think they just think it's the protests with the gory abortion pictures, and you know, not every pro-lifer agrees with it. I do. I think it's an important thing. We have a post-abortion support group that actually, when we get back from this break, I'd like to tell you more about how the Face the Truth tours help us in the Respect Life office do our work.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to Life Talk. This is Margie Breen. And again, if you have a question or comment for Ray or Joe Scheidler, please call us at 312-255-8408. Definitely, if you want to give Ray a hard time, I encourage you. No, I'm kidding.
That's okay. I can take it.
It's like having an older brother or something, you know, or a younger brother. You got to tease him a little bit here. So, but Joe, let's get down to brass tacks here. Tell me what this new funding is going to do for the league.
Well, any new funding helps the league because we do an awful lot of passing out literature and producing videos and things like that that make the rounds. For instance, during the Truth Tour, it's not just the gory signs, the graphic signs, but we also pass out thousands and thousands of pieces of literature that explain in detail the development of the baby throughout the 9 months, and then also the methods that are used to destroy this life. And we also have expenses with the people that they bring in. We have to have something. Sometimes we'll offer some help, and we always get them to the crisis pregnancy centers where they give them help. But also we have many, many people on our Truth Tour that, you know, we dress them up. We give away these shirts so that we all look like a little army, and it's very impressive to see hundreds of people out on the roads carrying these signs, and we're getting more and more positive reaction from this, people thanking us as the bus driver pulled out and thanked you for being there and praying. But you always need money, and we have so many programs going that people don't even know about that that are expensive. For instance, we have to constantly be going out and finding new ways to raise money, new ways to run our office, a more effective method. We're doing the Razor's Edge right now, which is a very good program for keeping the books and so on. So we're really a business, and we're not selling anything but life. And so we have to get help from people. And we do have a great clientele that support us, but this extra money is going to help considerably. And you have to remember, our major purpose is to save life. And that's going to cost you a little bit, but when you've saved a life, you've saved a world, as they say in the Talmud. And so that's our main objective. But also, we help these women. We help many of the men. You know, we have now some groups called Silent No More, Women Exploited by Abortion, people who are coming into the movement and who are some of the best people we have because they've been through the abortion experience and know how bad it is. The psychological effects of abortion are absolutely horrifying when these women cannot get over the guilt that they feel. And we have to work with these women, too, to try to get them back a kind of a stable life and to admit what they've done is wrong, but now they want to correct that. And one way to do that is to work in the movement where they help other women save their babies.
Yeah, and one thing I wanted to mention that before we went to the last break, I was talking about how you guys, Face the Truth tours, how they help us. And people are probably wondering, well, how does that help the Respect Life Office? Well, we have a post-abortion healing ministry called Project Rachel, and many times women call us from when they see your signs and they get the literature that you're handing out. You're handing out our information, or they just see the signs and they Google abortion and healing, and they get the help they need. They are contacted with us, and we had a support group. The one of the last support groups we had, one of the women in the group said how much she really hated those signs and how disgusting and da-da-da-da-da, all that.
Yeah, we get a lot of that.
But she's in the group because of the signs, and she's getting help. So thank you, Joe.
Well, I just want to say one thing. On one of our truth tours, we had 22 women come up to us and say, I have canceled my abortion because of these pictures. They're not going to do that to my baby. And yet they've been lied to, they've been told that this is a glob of tissue and so on. When they see the pictures, when they see what the abortionists do to their child, they can't go through with it. One woman was actually on her way for an abortion, and she stopped and told us she'd canceled it. So we know that it's worthwhile, and when they say, well, it might scare children, children see it in a totally different way, and they really, many of them are saved in the future from abortion by having seen these pictures when they were young.
Well, thank you, Joe. Thank you for joining us. And it's always good to talk with you. I wish you the best and blessings. And I see you often. So just everybody who's out there, pray for Joe and the Pro-Life Action League so that they will be blessed and be able to carry on this mission for many years to come so we can end abortion.
And Ray, good luck to you. I know you're under the gun, but you're doing a great job.
That's right, Joe. You're a good example of how to handle it, so thanks.
Thank you. I'd like to mention a few things that I wasn't able to mention at the beginning of the show because I have way too much to talk about, way too much in the Respect Life Office. But we have a job opening. We've known that, God willing, Alicia was going to be leaving us eventually to join the convent. And yes, our superstar Alicia is going to join the convent. I know that we'll all be praying for Alicia as she continues the path that God has laid out before her. Now, what this means for our office is that we need to fill her position. And we just sent out a link to the job description in our weekly email, but you can also find it linked at archchicago.org under employment under Meyer Center, which is where our office is located. If you know of someone who is qualified for this position, please let them know so they can get in touch with us. Also, we have a priest seminar to teach about issues of infertility for married couples. So to help priests better understand this issue, it's on September 8th, Wednesday, September 8th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Cardinal Meyer Center, which is where we work. And you can find out more about this at our website, respectlifechicago.org, and invite your parish priest to attend this. It's really important. We have some great speakers. Father Tad Poholchek will be there, and then a doctor who works with infertile couples as well, who was trained by Dr. Thomas Hilgers of the Pope Paul VI Institute. So we're very excited about that. Also, our Celebration of Life Mass is on September 12th at 4:30 p.m. That's a Sunday. Cardinal George will celebrate this Mass, and it'll be a commissioning for all our volunteers, Respect Life coordinators, and their committee members. And there'll be a reception following, an informal reception. So right now we're going to head to a break, and when I get back, we will be talking more with Ray and hopefully my husband, but I'm not sure, to talk about the bubble zone that burst yesterday. So
Cardinal George directs the catechetical activities of the Archdiocese of Chicago through the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. Our office promotes lifelong catechesis by directing certification and formative opportunities for those who teach catechesis in the more than 350 parishes that make up the Archdiocese.
Each year we host a myriad of opportunities to enhance adult faith formation and youth ministry programs. We sponsor certification classes, guest speakers, youth rallies, retreats, and our well-attended annual Chicago Catechetical Conference.
We work closely with pastors to ensure that their congregations and staffs are well-formed in teaching and learning about the Catholic faith. Our highly skilled coordinators serve various ethnic groups, speak multiple languages, and are always ready to serve Christ through catechesis.
Log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org or www.youthministry-chicago.org to learn more about how we can better serve you.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Welcome back to Life Talk. This is Margie Breen, your guest host. And if you have I was going to say ghost host, but I'm not a ghost. I am for real. If you have a question, comment, or you just want to pick a fight with Ray, you can call 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. We are waiting for you. Waiting for that phone call. I don't sound desperate, do I?
A little bit.
Okay. Oh, well, okay. I better stop. So, Ray, basically, I wanted to talk just to kind of sum up what you're doing with CCHD, and then I want to bring in my husband, and I'd like you to be around for this because I think it's really important for you to be a part of this conversation about the bubble zone.
Sure.
But you're helping us. The Chastity Ed Initiative, which is part of the Respect Life Office, and we're really grateful that you chose us to be a grant recipient. Why did you choose the Chastity Ed Initiative?
It's not so much that I chose it, but it was a natural fit for what the CCHD is trying to do in Chicago. And, you know, again, life issues are justice issues, and you can't really have any human development if you don't have a human being. So if anyone out there, I know your audience is still skeptical about the Campaign for Human Development, I want you to be comfortable. Feel free to call me at 312-534-3690. If you have any doubts, questions, I welcome you to participate with me at the CCHD in Chicago. And also, contributions, the collection, as you know, is in November, but what we're asking people, if they want to share that their contribution stays in Chicago 100% and goes towards the type of programs they want to fund. Sure, absolutely. They can send it directly to our office in Chicago and specify under check or in letter, in a letter saying I'd like 100% of my contributions to stay in Chicago to help programs like the Chastity Education Initiative, like Pro-Life Action League, or other programs that support marriage and family issues, which are one of the funding categories here in the Chicago CCHD.
That's wonderful. And speaking of the Chastity Ed Initiative, we have our dinner on Sunday, November 21st. So it's a save the date little announcement here. But we're having Dr. Ronan Tynan, and he is a renowned Irish tenor and a founding member of the world-renowned Irish Tenors, a former voice of Yankee Stadium, double amputee, whose Catholic faith and parents allowed him to overcome the odds that he was facing, Paralympic record holder, equestrian, can you believe all this, and an orthopedic sports injury physician. So come and hear him. He will be performing as well. He'll be singing for us. It'll be a great day, and you can find out more at respectlifechicago.org. And right now I'd like to welcome my husband, Peter Breen, Executive Director of the Thomas More Society and Legal Counsel. Peter, welcome to the show.
Hey, Marchie, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks. So you have an update for us, right?
Yes, and I have to apologize because I am on the road. I am just coming out of court in Wheaton on the zoning case on the Aurora Planned Parenthood. So we're just, if you hear me driving and or any honking or anything like that, please, I'll be okay. But
just be safe.
Okay, I will, dear. Let's see. Okay, update. This was, if you've been following some of the pro-life news from just the last few days, we had a firestorm in Chicago over the case of Joe Holland. He is a Northwestern University graduate student in chemistry, so he's getting a PhD in chemistry. He is a guy who goes out to Planned Parenthood along with many other young adults in the Catholic young adult community, and he was at the Planned Parenthood praying. So just praying to himself, happened to be praying the rosary at the time. And one Saturday morning, he was praying the rosary. He was just doing his thing. He had his roommate next to him holding a sign that says one of the Priests for Life signs. And as they had finished praying for the day, Joe was leaving, and a cop pulled up and put the handcuffs on Joe and took him into custody. It turns out that the Planned Parenthood individuals, either their staff and their volunteers, had called the police and accused Joe of violating the Chicago bubble zone ordinance.
Hmm.
This was absolutely false. But at the same time, Joe had, he was taken into custody, he was fingerprinted, mugshots, he was held for 5 hours, and eventually released. And you know, this was a case that has garnered national attention. We were on Fox and Friends yesterday morning, you know, Laura Ingraham show. I mean, many, many people have been calling from around the country because they are outraged at the treatment that Joe received.
And you were on Moody Radio, right?
Yes, we were on Moody Radio. So this is not just a Catholic issue or a religious issue. It was an issue of great public importance to everyone. But and I guess I should give the, you know, after this public firestorm on Monday and Tuesday, and we had a video on YouTube. We have a video on YouTube that's linked off of our website, thomasmoresociety.org. And so yesterday afternoon, we go into court. We are ready. We've got subpoenas out to Planned Parenthood. We had subpoenas out to the city of Chicago. We were ready. You know, we were loaded and ready for bear. And you know, there were three witnesses from Planned Parenthood who were there. They were gonna come after Joe. And the prosecutor from the city of Chicago walked over, talked to the witnesses from Planned Parenthood, and then walked over to me and said, Counselor, we are non-suiting this case, which means they are dismissing the case. And so all of that, and people, there's an effort to call Mayor Dick. It was really something, a wonderful effort from pro-life folks and then for the national media. So
yeah, we almost lost you there, Peter.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
But we hear you just fine now.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. Yeah, but again, I don't know if you heard, you know, but Students for Life of America had calls going into Mayor Daley's office, and we really you know, had a great reaction, great response. So it was a really good day yesterday, and we're feeling very good today. We've got one more case pending, David Avignone, and we're hoping they drop that case too.
So, but are there any other updates, that any things that you're dealing with now, parental notice? How about that zoning case? You went to a hearing today.
Yes. It turns out we were in front of our fourth or fifth judge in the Aurora zoning case today. We've gone through several judges because the case has been pending now since early 2008. We'd started in front of the Aurora Zoning Board in late 2007. It turns out today our judge recused himself, and this is it was kind of my fault, because it turns out the judge is a neighbor of mine growing up. So he said he recused himself because of that reason. So now we have our sixth judge we'll be going in front of in another couple of weeks. But that case is going pretty well. We've made it past the initial motion to dismiss phase, which is a big deal. And now we are trying to convince the court to give us a hearing on the merits in front of the Aurora Zoning Board, which is where we had started all of this. You know, you may recall the Zoning Board said they couldn't hear the case because it was untimely. The judge, our last judge more recently, said the untimeliness thing, that doesn't work. You know, if the plaintiffs, that's our folks, if we can prove our case, then we should be able to proceed.
Well, let's talk more about that when we get back from our break. And I'd like you to tell our audience what is the significance of this case? You know, why are you doing this? You know, let everybody know, because they might not know all the details and the history.
Men of Honor is the theme of this year's Totus Tuus Leadership Camp for high school age young men. The camp will be held at the Bishop Lane Retreat Center in Rockford from Sunday, August 8th through Wednesday, August 11th. Come enjoy sports, discussion, daily mass, adoration, and some quiet time for reflection. Go to chicagopriest.com for registration materials or call the Vocations Office at 312-534-2587. That's 312-534-2587. Men of Honor, we'll see you in Rockford.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Welcome back to Life Talk. This is Margie Breen, and I'm here with Ray Flores and Peter Breen. And Peter, you were talking about the Planned Parenthood zoning case, and I just wanted you to tell our people about the significance of it.
Okay, and this case was started because Planned Parenthood, when they came into the city of Aurora to build their regional headquarters. So this is going to be their headquarters really for the state of Illinois, as we understand it. When they came in under a false name. And so part of the significance of this case is helping to ensure that the rule of law is followed equally. Because we know that if a pro-life ministry, or frankly, if any business had come into the city of Aurora under the same circumstances, the pro-life ministry or the business or the resident would have been treated very harshly. Instead, Planned Parenthood was given a free pass. So there's a message here about the rule of law being applied equally. And that is something that is very significant for all pro-lifers, because it was the same as the Joe Holland case. You know, we want the rule of law applied equally. We do not want to be, pro-lifers should not be singled out because of their views. The other significant matter here with the Aurora Planned Parenthood is if we win the case, we could shut that mega mill down. That's an abortion facility that is, their estimates in the first 5 years, I believe they wanted to get to the point of doing 7,000 abortions per year for all of northern Illinois and even some of the surrounding states. This is a very significant case, and one that will impact the Archdiocese, the Diocese of Joliet, and Rockford very significantly.
And Peter, tell us about Thomas More Society and how people can find out more information about you, and not just you, but your organization and what you do and how to support you, because you are, right, a public interest law firm, which means you don't charge people.
Right. Now, we have a funny model for a law firm where we represent clients who don't pay us, and we're supported by other people who don't even know the clients usually, who are very generous and make sure that our work can continue. The easiest way to find us is at thomasmoresociety.org, and Moore is with one O. And that's where you can get updates on our cases, you can get on our email list, so you can get quick updates, so when we have cases pop, like the Joe Holland case that was of national attention, you'll get an email about it, and then you can go and link to interviews, and you can see various TV and radio interviews and what have you. But again, that's the place to go, because we really can use the support. We are down to a very lean staff. In fact, I'm doing the bookkeeping for the organization right now, which is not my primary skill, but because we don't have the money to hire anybody, and we lost our bookkeeper to a different position. So we're really in rough shape, and any support anybody can give us is very much appreciated.
Well, that's great, Peter. And Ray, I'd like you to also remind us about how people can get in touch with you and find out more about the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
All right, and we want to make it clear it's the Chicago Catholic Campaign for Human Development specifically. They can go to archchicago.org/CCHD and find out about our collection. You don't have to wait for the collection. You can contribute beforehand. You can specify that you'd like 100% of your contribution to stay in Chicago and for what kind of programs you'd like to support. Also, I'd like to quote Cardinal George one more time, meaning that the greatest poverty is not to know Jesus Christ, and that is our new slogan for the CCHD here in Chicago.
Now, Peter, isn't that wonderful?
Oh yeah! Oh my goodness, that's great. I mean
it's not wonderful to be in that situation, but it's wonderful that this is happening.
Sure. Well, Ray's got a tough job, and he's doing a great job with it.
Thank you, Peter.
And it's been an interesting show, and I hope you've learned a lot. I hope our audience that you've learned a lot about the Catholic Campaign for Human Development, at least the Chicago CCHD, and how things are changing and progressing, and we always need to be moving forward and not looking back. I think that this is a positive way to move forward in the ministry and in the work of the church, and to help people, to give them, as Ray, you were saying, a hand up, not a hand out.
That's correct.
So I'm glad that you were able to join us and make it through the rain. You know, today was a strange morning. I was looking outside, and the trees were bending over, and I'm thinking, I have to drive in this. And the last time I drove in a storm that had high winds, I was afraid for my life on the Stevenson. So actually, 294, roads were flooding, trees were down, signs were down on the highway, and I did not want to go out. But we all ventured out. We made it. And thank you to Joe Scheidler, who was with us earlier, and Ray Flores, Peter Breen. We're so grateful for all that you all do. I'm not biased when I say that about my husband. I hope you understand that, everybody. And thank you for putting up with this guest host. I don't do this every month, and I haven't done this in a while. And it was funny, my dad was listening to, or we were talking, and he said, "I'm going to listen to you." And I said, "Don't, you're going to make me nervous." But thank you for joining us, and we'll be back next month on the first Wednesday, as always, for Life Talk. So join us then, and God bless you.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.